Good morning. How are you all this morning?
Good.
We're going to need your parents' help today, okay? So, how many of you have a name? You're not even sure? So, when your parents up in the morning, get up! No? What's your name? Do you remember your name? What's your name? You can say it. Nohea. Not Nehoa. It's Nohea. Mm-hmm. And what does your name mean? Do you know? Do you know what your name means? Mom? Lovely. Your name is Lovely. That's so nice. That's great. What's your name?
Greg.
Greg or Gregory. And do you know what your name means?
No.
You don't. Watchful. Lovely. Watchful. I think I'm going to cry. So beautiful. Yeah. And your name is? Do you remember your name? What's your name mean? Mom doesn't know. Does anyone know what the name Samantha means? I don't either.
Mama.
Okay, well, we'll have to look that one up. Do you know your name? Yes, ma'am. What is your name? What's your name? Come on over here and tell me your name. Carly, do you know what your name means? Means four. Okay, well, that's fine. And your name is?
Mama.
Your name is Bravery. I wonder what that means. Yeah, Bravery. And what's your name? Can you say it for her? Anybody?
Emily.
Emily, and do you know what Emily means? Anybody know what Emily means? Some of you come sometimes know that.
Rascal.
I think that might have been your babysitter. And your name is? Hiding behind the hat. What's your name? Good job, Bravery. You're fine, Bravery. Okay, everybody's got a name. You know what's shocking? My name is Jeffrey. And do you know what my name means? I think my mother did not know either. It means God's peace. I was anything but God's peace. Yeah. I think my other name was Rascal too. Yeah. Well, today we get to hear about names. There was someone whose name was Avram. And another person whose name was Sarai. Sarai, I know it's kind of weird. That was their name, and God came to them, and God said to them, I'm going to do something amazing. Now, Avram was very old, and Sarai was really old. And you may not know this, but when you're in your 90s, 90 years old, how old are you? You don't. You're seven, aren't you? Yes. When you get to be 93 or so, you don't get to have babies very often. But old Sarai, God said to Sarai and Abraham, you are going to be the parents of a whole nation. Nation of nations. And then God changed their names. Isn't that weird? Avram, which meant high father or something like it, became Abraham, father of many nations. And that's what God promised. God promised when he changed their names, Sarai means princess. You know what Sarah means? Really good princess. Not much different. But God promised them that they would become nations, whole nations. That was God's promise. Well, in a way, you know, names are really important for us too. I think God makes those same kind of promises to us. Can you think of a promise that God made to every one of you? Can you remember a promise?
No.
You can't? Well, we poured some water over your head and God said, I will be with you forever. That was one of the promises that God made. And God also said, I will love you forever. And I think that's part of every one of your names as well. You are God's child. So that would make you Gregory, God's child, Lippert. What do you think? You would be... Come on, don't give me that pretty smile and expect me to just melt like your parents do. That's not how it works. You'd be Samantha, God's child, Lu'uloa. Do you like that? That's so cool. And you would be Carly, God's child. I'm not sure which last name you're using these days, but whatever it is, that's what it would be. You are God's child. So every one of you, you all also have received a name. So those of you who don't know what your name means, I think you can go to this little thing called the internet and you can have your parents look it up and you might be kind of happy to find out what your name means. I really don't know what Carly means. I usually know most of them. What is it? That's what Carly means? Little womanly is what your daughter's name means. Oh. She's shaking her head. Oh. That's great. So see Mrs. Lippert after the service and she'll look up your name. Let's pray together. We thank you, God, for naming us your own children and promising always to love us. And help us, like Abraham and Sarah, to always be your people. And everybody said, Amen.